I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, horny babies, it's Cameron James here, one of the hosts of this show that you are currently listening to. I want to thank all the horny babies who not only came to my stand-up special taping last year, but watched it when it premiered on ABC on Saturday, January 6th. Thank you so much. I owe you guys everything. I actually gave you a special thank you in the credits at the end, so you're welcome. You can watch it on ABC iView now. It's up for a month or so. Go on ABC iView, look for Cameron James Comedy Next Gen. It's an hour of me doing jokes. I'd love you to watch it. Thank you, baby. Mwah.
It's my check. It's my check. The podcast by Mike Myers. And we're clear.
Hello, horny babies and everyone in the Mic Check Republic. Welcome to a very special edition of Mic Check with Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos. This is Breaking Myers News.
Excuse me, did you say Breckenmeyer News?
No, I didn't say Breckenmeyer. No, Breckenmeyer is, of course, the star of one of the great films of our generation, 54, starring
yes.
Mike Myers as Steve Rubell.
Okay, that's something I know.
That's something you already knew. But this is not that. This is Breaking Myers News.
Okay.
As in breaking news about our main man, Mike Myers.
Yes, and if you don't know who we are, you are Cameron James.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Alexi Toliopoulos, and together we are the Woodward and Bernstein of this scandal that is breaking right now.
The news has been slowly leaking over the past 12 hours, mm-hmm. and speaking of slowly leaking, so have I.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been scrambling together all the facts that we have mm-hmm. to come to you with this earth-shattering bit
yes.
of news.
Welcome to Gonggate, baby.
It's Gonggate. Hashtag Gonggate. Let's spread it around. I want you to start because I'm a bit frazzled, if that's okay. If you could tell us what
I will tell you
what has happened.
The history of this scandal so far.
Okay.
Should I start at the beginning or should I say the breaking news?
I say start at the beginning.
Okay, so last year, the year was 2017. Mm-hmm. Two boys had for a while been doing a show all about Mike Myers and his career and looking back and trying to find out, where this guy at?
Where is he?
Why not in the screens?
Why has he been absent from our lives?
And to them, there was a huge shock when it was revealed that a TV show was being produced by Will Arnett, famous comedian actor from stuff like
and
The Arrested Development and The Brother Solomon.
And can I say
and
something?
Let's Go to Prison.
Handsome man.
Very. Do you think he's sexy?
Sexy, yes, I do.
So he was producing a reboot of The Gong Show for ABC, mm-hmm. which is a subsidiary of Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And the host of that show was Tommy Maitland.
Now, we didn't know who Tommy Maitland was, and we're pretty big on comedians.
We know who they are.
We know
name
who they are.
Five comedians off the top of your head, then.
Dave Chappelle.
Yep.
Alexi Toliopoulos.
Yeah, great. Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin, Charlie Pickering.
Yep, and Deadpool.
Deadpool.
That's five of the biggest comedians in the world right there.
Yep, that's it.
So we know what we're talking about when it comes to comedy. We get it.
But Tommy Maitland was someone that I was not familiar with.
And it seemed like we should be. It seemed that he'd been an award-winning, classic British comedian, 72 years of age, a stalwart on the scene, someone who had gambling problems. And let me tell you, we're on top of rumors as well. If there's a comedian that has gambling problems out there, we'd know about it.
Yeah, exactly. We're gossip hounds.
We love that kind of shit.
So we did a bit of research on the guy. It turns out this was his debut American show. Mm-hmm. But
and Will Arnett had taken a chance on the guy who he discovered as a teenager doing a gap year in England, met him at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival,
yeah.
And they hit it off.
They hit it off, and then, you know, how many years later, 20, 30 years later,
finally gives the guy a
Will
chance.
Will gives the guy a chance to host
the guy
show
on freaking, what's the shows that Will Arnett has done? Put him on Flaked.
Yeah.
Give the guy a guest spot in Flaked.
Give him a spot on BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, get him to play some sort of old rhino from
perhaps,
England.
Get him to All Night, the cancelled sitcom.
Get him to play Baba or something on BoJack Horseman.
But no, he got him as the host of The Gong Show. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, around the same time that we started researching Tommy, mm-hmm. some rumors began to swirl online that Tommy was not who he claimed to be.
There were whispers out on the internet that perhaps Tommy Maitland was in fact the latest character by cinematic auteur and film star and comic actor Mike Myers.
We, as you can imagine, went absolutely batshit fucking bananas crazy for
exactly.
this. We analyzed photos of the two men to be sure that it could possibly be him. We saw an inkling in Tommy's eyes that maybe this is the impish, delightful auteur Mike himself.
There was a certain fakeness about his skin that we were used to seeing behind the face of Goldmember or Cat in the Hat. We were used to seeing Mike Myers behind prosthetics.
We studied Tommy's first live appearance on Jimmy Kimmel.
We saw him take his first steps.
We saw him take his very first steps. We watched every single episode of The Gong Show. We analyzed the credits, no mention of Mike's name anywhere, no confirmation from any place on the internet that this was a character played by Mike.
And on September 7th, 2017, the air date of the final Gong Show, Tommy Maitland's Twitter account went silent, as if he was no longer contractually obligated to be a personality on the internet. We assumed the Gong Show was over and it would live as a weird kind of touchstone in the history of Mike Myers, or the fake history of Mike Myers, and the history of comedy itself.
Until now.
January 2018. Like 4 months after. I don't know how long time passed in September.
A lot of time passed. A lot of things changed. I've started to get some hair in some really weird places, man.
Yeah. The palm of your hand.
Yeah, dude. You're implying that I've been jacking off. Come on.
You had some time off over the summer.
Yeah, okay. I got to admit, I did squirt 3 loads out. But but more than that, within the last 24 hours of our lives, we have received confirmation that The Gong Show has been renewed for season two.
And that alone was enough for us to come in breaking Myers news.
Yeah, that was enough. That's more than enough, because that's crazy that this show is still going.
Honestly, that's a toxic shock to my system.
I honestly thought we'd finally gotten rid of 2016 and we'd finally gotten rid of 2017. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to starting anew in a year of only good news, and this has taken me right fucking down.
Until it did take me down. I was down the depths with you. That a show would be renewed, giving more people employment out in the world.
Giving AD Miles another head writer credit.
But then, shock. There was an announcement.
In the same press release announcing The Gong Show Season 2, we received confirmation that Tommy Maitland is portrayed by Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, who has also portrayed Austin Powers, Wayne Campbell, Shrek, Charlie McKenzie from So I Married an Axe Murderer. Some of the most beloved characters in film history.
Guru Maurice Pitka.
Pete, of Pete's meteor.
So here's the full quote. I've got it up here. Don't have a good look. Here we go. This is the full quote from Mike Myers. Being the host of The Gong Show is a blast. Pure fun. It is with great delight that I can finally admit that there is indeed a Tommy Maitland and that I portray him. Wow.
Okay, so that is quite a big quote.
And how do you feel?
Obviously I feel vindicated.
Yeah. You feel, I can tell just from looking at you, that you're quite shook.
I'm shook.
Yeah.
One might say that, and I would agree to it.
Yeah. You feel, I'm imagining you feel a swirl of emotions right now. You feel, obviously, vindication that you were correct, but also anger that our theories were overlooked by the mainstream media.
Yes, the mainstream media did not use us as the experts, which we clearly are.
And can I correct you for 1 second? Shrexperts, pal.
Okay, I stand corrected. I'm a Shrexpert.
You are. You're a Shrexpert. So we've been theorizing on this for a long time now, and now that it's out there, I'm not seeing any press saying, hey, those boys were right.
Yeah.
Mike Check got it.
They were the first ones to confirm it.
Yeah.
They looked at his body movements and confirmed that they were the same movements of Cat from Cat in the Hat. The same body wriggled underneath that suit, that wriggled underneath that human hair-covered cat suit from all those years ago. It should have been us. We are the Woodward and Bernstein. We knew what was going on. But I also feel relieved.
Okay.
Now that there is confirmation, Mike Myers has come out and said that he, in fact, plays Tommy Maitland.
Yeah.
Portrays Tommy Maitland. That is a relief to me, because had it this news come out and it's like, oh, wow, we found out that it's actually Chris Kattan underneath the suit. And we had watched all those Gong shows and dedicated, you know, tens of hours, dozens of hours of our time to analyzing the Gong Show, to analyzing Tommy Maitland, to figuring out all these little cryptozoology secrets behind the character and finding out how it all kind of goes together, to find out that it was former SNL cast member Chris Kattan would have been crippling to me.
I think it would have been the greatest prank at all of all.
Man, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was
convincing the world that Tommy Maitland was Mike Myers and not Chris Kattan.
Yeah. That would be freaking crazy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I feel similar emotions to you, but I think one of them is bamboozlement.
Okay.
I don't know why Mike has chosen now to come out, as it were, as Tommy Maitland, when the whole point, it seemed to be, was that he was doing this for him. It was a fun little prank that he got to play on the media, where he was getting to play this fun character he clearly loved, and it was all kind of undercover.
Yeah.
So why come out? What's the purpose of it now?
Well, let me put it to you this way. Mike Myers, at the start of our journey, Mike Myers was someone that we adored. We had tremendous amount of respect for. We idolized. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to know where he was.
Mm.
This guy used to be the biggest star in the world.
He was the number one star.
In the world.
In the world.
And unfortunately, he had a fall from grace just because he made a movie that was not that good. In some people's eyes. and so he had kind of fallen away from Hollywood. He'd shied away from Hollywood and doing a few little things, but nothing really with the kind of the auteured nature that he'd done.
Sure.
Like, he'd never made a big blockbuster or attempted to after The Love Guru had kind of pushed him out into the darkness that is Stink City.
Yeah.
He made A Wonderful Turn in Glorious Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
He directed a film a few years later, but it's very, very little in between then. A few minor appearances. I think that the year that we're 2017 and now 2018, he is on the edge of a comeback.
Okay.
I think he wants to come back now.
Okay.
I think he feels that enough time has passed. He's feeling that hunger to kind of go out and create comedy again on his terms, and I think that he is rightfully trepidatious going out there again. The world is extremely different to how it was when he was the international man of mystery. It's a very different world. Comedy is different now.
Yeah.
Comedy is extremely different now. Deadpool, biggest comedian in the world.
Absolutely. Second biggest comedian, Robert De Niro's Dirty Grandpa.
Exactly. Third biggest comedian,
Zac Efron.
From Dirty Grandpa. Fourth, yeah. Robert De Niro again in the movie The Comedian.
Fifth, The Rock.
Funniest guy ever, Baywatch, Zac Efron. He's the sixth one as well because he stars in it with The Rock.
Yeah.
So it's different. Where are all his old mates? Sandler, Spade, Farley. Well, unfortunately, we know where he is. But, you know, all his old mates, they're not the top tier anymore.
No,
the,
you're right.
The torch has been passed. Not one, but two generations have passed since then. Wow. So I think the world of comedy was different. And I think that he wanted to be sure before he came back to make his, you know, his return. The return of the mic, that there was, that he wanted to kind of lead out slowly.
Okay.
You know, we've got two movies coming out with him soon. The Queen biopic called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is that still happening?
Yeah.
I thought that
Dexter
fell apart.
Fletcher is the director now.
Who's Dexter Fletcher?
He is the director of Eddie the Eagle. And he also played, I think his name is Soap in the Snatch movies.
Oh.
In okay. The, so he's an actor turned director. He's directed a couple of movies now.
Wow, exciting stuff.
So you mean we did it when we did our episode, our Breaking Myers episode about the Queen biopic kind of crumbling.
Yeah,
we theorized who the director would be. The day before we released that episode, it was revealed, and I did I did a little intro explaining that who that was.
Okay.
So you should listen to the first 2 minutes of that episode.
No.
Where it's just me going crazy in a room by myself. So. That is, so there he's got that. He has Terminal, the movie produced by Margot Robbie, starring Margot Robbie, that is about assassins or some shit that there's not much about. That was supposed to come out last year, but it's been, I guess, we didn't hear it be released. So, and we kind of on top of that kind
yeah,
of thing.
We sort of know this
we
shit.
We kind of know that shit if Mike Myers is doing something. So I think that he kind of came out slyly, not unlike the Groundhog. Popping out in Groundhog Day, trying to find its own shadow. He was trying to find his own way. He was putting his feelers out. And I think it was a clever way for him to start rumors that there was a comeback, but also had the Gong Show not been the tremendous success that it was, he would be able to retreat and it would just be kind of a cult secret.
Okay.
And now I think he enjoyed coming out in the spotlight again. I think he enjoyed the kind of fun mystery that he created with Tommy Maitland. And now I think he wants the freedom again of being out in the world, being an active member of the comedy community.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah,
speaking
sure.
of active members of the comedy community, the wording of this statement by Mike is very peculiar. He says, "It is with great delight that I can finally admit that there is indeed a Tommy Maitland and that I portray him."
Okay, that is a cryptic wording.
Why not just say, I'm playing a character called Tommy Maitland?
Yeah.
Or, yep, it's with great delight that I can finally say, I made up a character called Tommy Maitland.
Yes, he is the birth of my brain yeah. loins.
I
know.
Put on heaps of makeup and I dance around as him. No, he says there is a Tommy Maitland and that Mike merely portrays him.
So that could mean many things. So
yeah.
maybe Tommy Maitland is a guy that existed in real life. Will Arnett did meet him on a gap year. Will Arnett murdered him. And to cover up, he hired Mike Myers to wear his skin.
Yeah.
And then make a comeback on TV as Tommy Maitland 20 years after the fact.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Will Arnett's role in this because there is a statement from Will Arnett as well who
yeah.
says, I was just as surprised as the next guy when I heard the Gong Show's host Tommy Maitland was a character portrayed by the insanely talented Mike Myers. Despite the shocking news, I'm in total awe of the man and we are so fortunate to have him as our brilliant host. So not even the executive producer of this show, Will Arnett,
who
knew.
Who considered him a friend.
Not even he knew that Tommy was, in fact, just Mike in makeup.
And I think that is crazy because that can mean one of two things.
No,
it could mean that, it could mean that all these years ago when Will Arnett was on a gap year.
A 17-year-old Will Arnett.
A young teenage boy, beautiful boy.
Looking
probably.
Gorgeous, full head of hair.
Probably at that time, he probably yeah. still had a full head of hair.
Running
probably
around
had
the
a
UK.
A nice natural tan.
Yeah, throwing ropes all around the UK.
Just, you know, slinging web everywhere. Real Peter Parker type. going on his gap year, going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, absorbing comedy, going, this is my future.
Watching different shows, they're passing the bucket around. He's dropping a few bob in here and there.
Dropping a few webs in there. he's finding himself.
He's seeing Stuart Lee. He's seeing...
And going, whoa, this guy's freaking crazy. We don't get this kind of stuff in America.
All this sort of cool British shit. Monty Python. Mm. The other ones. All of them.
Monty Python.
Yeah. John Cleese.
John Cleese. Michael Palin.
Yeah. Terry Jones.
Terry Gilliam.
Graham Chapman. Rest in peace.
All of those
May
boys.
He rest in peace.
Yes. Not unlike perhaps... the original Tommy Maitland. And then he's there, and then he goes, wow, this guy in serious makeup is awesome, and befriends Tommy Maitland, who at the time is being played by a younger Mike Myers.
So, okay, so your theory is that maybe while Will was over there as a 17-year-old boy, young buck, full of spunk, letting some of that spunk out in the UK, he runs into Mike Myers, already in character as Tommy Maitland.
Yeah, a younger Tommy Maitland, played by younger Mike Myers.
Befriends him, and then over a 30-year period, Mike keeps up the ruse that there is a man called Tommy Maitland.
Oh, well, Mike hasn't been that busy, so he's like, yeah, I can live two lives.
But this is through one of them is not that busy. Austin Powers, this is through...
Well, probably around that time... Tommy's still in England.
Okay.
So he can catfish Will, you know, sending a few email, picking up the phone. Well, hello, Will. Hello, it's me, Tommy Maitland.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Tommy Maitland sounds like anymore.
Hello, my boy.
Oh, so he's calling him up like
that. Of course.
Hey, it's me, Will Arnett.
Ah, I find you sexy.
Well, good to hear you. It was nice to meet you when I was 17. Bye. So, you know, that he could be catfishing him that way. Hang up the phone. Mike goes back to his kids. G'day, kids.
What are we doing, Dad?
Just hanging out on the phone with... hey, never you mind, actually. Never you mind. You know, he's doing stuff like that, catfishing him that way. Or, may I pose an alternative theory?
Please, please, please.
17-year-old Will Arnett.
Yeah.
American boy.
What's he look like?
Beautiful. Absolutely smashing, darling, I'll say.
Okay.
He, to quote one of my favorite comedians, he looks marvelous, darling. He goes at the prime of his life.
Okay.
The guy's like a freaking roast beef sandwich. A roast beef sandwich, as I think he said. Yeah. And I did mean to say it that way. He's a roast beef sandwich. He goes out to England to have a gap year, and by gap...
he's filling a few gaps of his own.
Yeah, exactly. It's a year of gaps. And he's not minding the gap at all. He's controlling it. He's out there in England and the UK and all that kind of stuff up that way.
Yeah.
The land of the beautiful beast, the Loch Ness Monster.
He goes all the way up to Inverness.
Yeah, he goes up that way. And then he meets a curious comedian at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, Tommy Maitland, who is a stalwart of the English scene.
Sure.
A man quite a few years older than Will Arnett himself.
Okay.
And they start having a few drinks together.
Yeah, a few lagers.
A few lagers. They're probably quite warm. Maybe a few
lagers.
Butterbeers. Yeah. Having a few butterbeers, exchanging a few birdie bots every flavor of beans. Looking at a few photos that are moving.
Okay, so do you in this? Okay, no, I'm just gonna let you keep going ahead. This
so
is
he's
great.
Hanging out with he's hanging out with Tommy Maitland.
He's hanging out with
comedian.
Filch. He's hanging out with
Filch. Mrs. Norris is there. Dolores Umbridge, and they're making jokes. Dolores, more like Clitoris Umbridge,
and a young
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Because Seinfeld is Dumbledore. Popular. Because Seinfeld's popular at the time, so yeah. Dolores, Mulder, yeah, that episode's
that sort
out.
Of funny shit is going on.
And they love that kind of shit.
Yeah.
They love that kind of shit. They love riffing around, yeah, pulling obscure popular culture references together while having conversations.
Yeah.
Then things take a turn. And Will Arnett, perhaps on purpose or accidentally, manslaughters or murders Tommy Maitland in some way. Tommy Maitland has perished.
Okay.
So can you look up quickly how old Will Arnett is?
All right. I'm going to just...
Be quickly. Yeah, quickly adjective I used.
I'm going so quick. I'm going as quick as I can. But also, in the meantime, just to fill air, I'm going to say he's old enough.
Yeah, he's old enough.
William Emerson Arnett is 47 years of age.
47 years of age. So 30 years ago, this is when he was 17.
Yeah.
What year would that have been?
1999.
Is that true?
No.
1989.
1989.
So back then, 1989, Mike, where would Mike have been? SNL?
Yes.
He'd be on SNL. Yes, yeah. SNL. Yes, he's on SNL. So Mike's busy. So I was thinking maybe it would have been when Mike was around doing Edinburgh and stuff like that, yep, with yep, you know, yep, yep, with his double act thing. Mm. What is it, McCuthers and Mike?
Yep.
McCuthers and Mount Myers. and so I thought maybe that could have been a thing, but it appears that Will Arnett has killed Tommy Maitland.
Okay, so you're...
Tommy Maitland has died to cover his tracks.
Yeah.
Will Arnett, a 17-year-old boy, maybe not that connected to Hollywood, somehow is pen pals with Mike Myers or something, or Mike Myers is a mentor to him in some way, and he's like, hey, Mike, I've done something bad. I've done something bad again. I've killed someone. Again. Because again. This is one of my theories that Will Arnett is a serial killer. Yeah,
so Will Arnett is sort of a talented Mr. Ripley.
Yes, and gosh, he is talented.
He's
Will
talented.
Arnett is really talented.
And are you theorizing that this was perhaps a sex murder?
Well, the guy was flinging web around
the
everywhere.
The guy's full of beans, and he's letting those beans boil over in the UK. He's spreading jam on crumpets left and right.
He's buttering a few scones,
yeah,
if you
will.
Yeah,
he's buttering scones. The guy's he's having his tea with cream.
So
maybe he's full of all this energy, this anxious sexual energy, and I think you and I both know what that's like because
we actually are not virgins.
No, we've absolutely
had a big summer while we're on break.
Yeah, over the last 4 months, I just want to say I've definitely copped a few wet roots.
Well, congratulations, Cameron. I knew that it could happen for you.
Yeah.
And that is breaking Cameron news. But so I theorized that perhaps he did kill Tommy Maitland, the real Tommy Maitland.
Okay.
And so that's why they had to do a whole season of The Gong Show to cover that he was now being played by famous Canadian comedian Mike Myers. And by the show becoming such a big hit and then Myers revealing later, it also just makes everyone forget that Tommy Maitland ever existed.
Okay.
And now he's just a character played by Mike Myers.
So they're slowly erasing Tommy Maitland from history.
But more likely, it's my first theory that it's a slow way to start a comeback for Mike Myers. To put feelers out there. See people that are excited to find out that Mike Myers is playing Tommy Maitland. People have been saying he's at the top of his game as Tommy Maitland. That's me.
Yeah, you and I have both been saying that.
A few others out there have been saying that.
Tom Walker. Ben Russell.
Yeah, a few of our mates.
Yeah.
And so, but I think it was a clever way to do that. But also, I'm suspicious of Will Arnett.
Okay, so do you think Will Arnett is lying to us when he says he was shocked that to find out that Tommy Maitland was played by Mike Myers?
Well, can I put it to you? If you were...
No, you cannot put it to me. I'm married.
I love those kind of shit.
Yeah,
jokes,
me too.
Man.
I love that shit.
It's so
I'm obsessed with that sort of shit.
They honestly bust me up for you to call me out like that.
Yeah, dude. I actually bust a nut big time. Oh, no, shit. That's not what I meant.
Oh, my gosh. You are too rich. So if you were a 17-year-old boy, imagine you were beautiful at the time, gorgeous.
I'd love to imagine.
You know,
that.
And you want to go to overseas to sample women and stuff from another country, and you accidentally killed an older comedian.
Yeah.
And then you set this whole thing up to have another comedian who's only a few years older than you to play that comedian to cast the blame away from you. And then that comedian decides, I want everyone to know that I've been playing the masterclass of acting that is Tommy Maitland. Wouldn't you be like, oh, what a surprise?
Yeah, you're right. I absolutely would. I would. And then it would
probably... And that's why you're a sick fucko.
It would spiral me into another rage of sex murders.
Exactly.
And I'd just be driving around Hollywood looking for my next victim. And who will it be?
People, guys, keep an eye out on Michael McIntyre. I'm worried something's going to happen to him. Look out for slightly pudgy, older English comedians.
Yeah, they will always be the brunt of a brutal murder. And then
Will Arnett.
30 years later, be portrayed by Mike Myers.
Where's Danny Kaye? Someone, please keep an eye out on Dawn French.
Where are half of Monty Python?
Where's Hale? Where's Pace?
Where's the Ronnies?
Hopefully there's still one left. Guys, watch out for Ricky Gervais.
He's actually looking really good these days.
Yeah,
Ricky.
He's trimmed up. He wears a lot of black.
He wears a lot of black. His mouth's always open, which distracts you a little bit from his body. And
yeah.
The guy's a freaking atheist. I mean...
Man, he's the atheist.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah.
Leader of the cause.
Absolutely. I didn't even know what atheism was until I saw his Twitter.
Me neither. Honestly, it was like a reading gospel for me.
Gospel according to Gervais.
Yeah, man. He's one of the best. You know, he didn't start doing stand-up. He just started doing big shows.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I guess that's kind of like Tommy Maitland.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy Maitland.
I don't know if he's ever done stand-up.
Never. I've seen no videos of him doing stand-up, but apparently he's had several tours and 3 or 4 books out. Mm. One book is called...
I'm a Cheeky Monkey. Who are you?
And he has one book called You've Got No Proof.
Oh, yeah.
And then another book called You've Still Got No Proof.
Yeah, so we do have proof now that he is Mike Myers.
Yeah, we
do. And we had proof all along.
Yeah.
Because we are the Shrek-sperts.
The proof was in the pudding. And by pudding, I mean pudding face.
And that's what Mike Myers famously has. Famously has a very pudding face.
Well, I mean, what's next for the Gong Show?
It's coming back, baby. Season 2.
But is it going to be a... I mean, now that people know it's Mike Myers, is there going to be that much interest? Because there was a whirlwind of media interest last time, and the public were going crazy for it. But now the cat's in the hat, out of the bag, is it going to be the same?
I think it will be. There will be more articles written now because people are going like, well, it is Mike Myers. Mike Myers is back. So it's made the show relevant again for season 2 by revealing, hey, this actually is the comeback of beloved movie star Mike Myers.
Well, what do you think that means for Mike's career?
I think it means it's back, baby.
Wow.
I think he's back. I'll say it now. I'll ring the bell. I'm calling it right now. Mike Myers is back, baby.
Oh, that looks so much fun to say. Can I say it?
You must say it.
Mike Myers is back, baby.
Mike is back. Sound the alarms. Swingy, swingy, swing.
Mike is back.
Grrr. I love Mike, and he's back.
My best friend Mike Myers is back on the screens.
He's back, baby.
Mike Myers is back.
The International Man of Mystery returns.
Mike's back.
Mike's back. Mike's back.
Mike is back.
Mike's back.
Mike is
Mike's,
back.
You're doing it, Cameron. Mike is you're back. Believing.
Mike's back. Mike is back. Mike is back.
Mike. Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike.
Myers
is back. The cat is out of the bag, and it's Mike Myers in a cat suit made of human hair. What's new, pussycat? The news is Mike is back. Get out of my swamp, because you can go out into the real world again, because Mike is back.
Excellent stuff.
Hello, Mike's back. Do I make you back, baby? Yes, you make me very back, baby.
I'm bringing Mike back. Justin Timberlake, co-star of Shrek 3.
And the Love Gurus.
Yeah, and the Love Gurus. The Love Gurus series. Well, this could mean anything. It could mean that now that he's back, I mean, he could do the Love Guru 2, finally.
Well,
can I suggest calling it the Love Turu?
I'd advise against doing Love Guru Turu because, unfortunately, it was a flop.
Yeah, but so, you know.
But I
been...
reckon put hints of Maurice Pitka. You know, get him to host an episode of The Gong Show.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be the next best step of The Gong Show? Is, I think, you know, there's that improv saying that I think maybe I've heard from Matt Besser that, you know, you should wear character like a hat where you can just kind of take it off, take it on. Mm. And I think it'll open, now that we know it's Mike Myers as Tommy Maitland, it'll open him up to a few more Mike-isms.
Mm.
Such as saying, do I make you horny, baby?
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, party on.
Yeah, stuff like that. That's going to be so much fun. Why doesn't he just host it as all these characters and every week it's a different one?
That would be incredible. Imagine if one week you're like Tommy Maitland and it's like breaking Myers news at the start of the episode. Breaking Myers news, it's me, Alexis Toliopoulos. I got to do this segment on The Gong Show. And you find out, I regret to inform you, Tommy Maitland is sick today.
Yeah.
But replacing him is we have brought a guy from Germany to come host the show. We have got Dieter, the host of Sprockets.
Oh.
And he's like, who's a cheeky monkey? Touch my monkey!
Yes.
You know, stuff like that.
Hey, you've just reminded me of a long-running conspiracy theory that you had, which was that Tommy Maitland was part of a larger Mike Myers cinematic universe.
Or TV universe.
TV universe involving all several of Mike's previous characters.
Well, it was my theory that I believe is true that Tommy Maitland is the father of Simon the Bath Boy from the Simon the Bath Boy sketches of SNL.
Yeah.
Mike Myers plays a young boy of the age of four who's completely naked and, and in a bathtub hosting a BBC-style children's show. Where he's just talking with friends such as Danny DeVito.
And he always says things like, my daddy's away on business and dad's not here right now. Where's daddy away at? The Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
And he's calling people cheeky monkeys, not unlike Tommy Maitland. Also, there's a hint that Simon the Bath Boy's father was involved with some sort
mafioso.
Of mafioso that he'd had some gambling debts. We do know that Tommy Maitland had publicly talked about he had some gambling debts and that's why he'd gone away for a while and why he's kind of doing his comeback because he's dead broke. And that's an opportunity that Will Arnett had given him. Maybe back in the Edinburgh days, Will Arnett was given money by the mafia and forced to kill Tommy Maitland.
Hang on, do you think maybe that Will Arnett took Ometa?
Do you think Will Arnett is a made man?
He could be a made man.
Man, well,
far
it out. Makes sense why he didn't say it in the media.
Yeah, so
he
he's,
can't reveal secrets about the family.
I mean, at the very least, whether he's in the mob or not, whether he's in this thing of ours or not, I think the guy's got a Gumar.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not?
I mean, look at that guy.
He's gorgeous.
He's sexy.
I find him sexy.
No, he's just gorgeous. I mean, I just think he's got to have at least one or two side pieces.
maybe. Who knows? We shouldn't speculate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm going to imagine it.
What was I saying before?
I don't know.
Oh, Simon the Bath Boy. So Simon the Bath Boy's dad also had some gambling debts. He had his knees broken, begging for mercy at the hands of the mafia. That were the fathers of Danny DeVito's character in that sketch as well. And so that is some stuff that is also tied to Tommy Maitland. Also, Tommy has talked about how he has a dead wife.
Yeah.
About how his wife is no longer with him.
Yeah.
And Simon and Bath Boys' mother is with the Angels.
That's right. Also,
and there are only two angels I know of, angels up in heaven, beautiful creatures, friends of God, and Chris Angel Mind Freak. And I don't think Simon, the Buff Boy's mum, is stooping Chris Angel.
I doubt it very much. But I don't want to rule it out.
I don't want to rule it out.
Because that would also make for a great addition to the extended universe.
Mm.
Mike Myers involved with Chris Angel?
Mike Myers' stepdad, Chris Angel?
I mean, absolutely.
That's headline news.
Yeah.
That's what they call man bites dog.
Well, I'm excited about what the possibilities are. I don't know how we feel about the Gong Show Season 2 because it hasn't aired yet, but are we even going to watch it? That's what
yeah,
my question
I guess
is
we
for
have
you.
To.
Yeah, I guess we have to.
Because now it is confirmed it is Mike Myers. There's no way we can wriggle out of it now.
I think maybe we should come up with a special way of reviewing it, though, right? Whether we don't... We might not have to do it weekly like we did before,
yeah.
But we could maybe come up with a way of binging it all in one go.
Maybe we go to America and try and get on the Gong Show or try and sit in the audience or...
Oh my God, I've got it. That's exactly right.
What?
We should just fly to the US and try to be in the audience for the Gong Show.
Oh my God.
Is that outrageous?
That's so crazy. It might just work.
I don't know how we're going to get the money to do that, but
I think that's a cool idea, though, for us to try and meet Mike Myers.
Finally.
By going to the Gong Show live taping, now that we know he is Tommy Maitland.
This is probably the biggest chance we're going to get to meet Mike Myers.
Because obviously nothing else has happened over the year of us putting a news alert into Mike Myers' Google search each week.
So maybe we should... This
maybe
is going to be our biggest chance.
Maybe we have to become psycho stalkers and go to the Gong Show.
We have the King of Comedy him. Mm-hmm. We have to go to the taping.
Yeah.
We have to really cozy up to the producers and say that we've come all the way from Australia just to watch the show. We have a podcast about Mike.
Yeah.
We would love 5 minutes with Mike Myers.
I would love 5 hours.
Obviously,
I would want more time.
I'm going to start. Maybe we start with 5 hours and then we barter down to like an hour.
Yeah.
And then we...
I would say, can I get one dirty weekend with Mike? I'm going to start with one big dirty weekend with Mike. Will can be there if he needs
him. I got a hall pass for Mike.
Yeah, I do have a movie, a hall pass on DVD that I want Mike Myers to sign so that way my partner will allow me the freedom to express myself in a Will Arnett manner around the world.
So, okay, that's maybe a goal for this next year, for 2018, this current
Mike
year.
Check season 2. Funny, sexy, cool.
You and me being funny, sexy, and cool in the US.
Yeah.
Trying to stalk Mike Myers.
This is a very spur of the moment decision that I financially am terrified about right now.
Well, it makes sense. We've already spent a lot of money.
Well, I've spent a lot of money.
You've spent a lot of money.
So maybe next time you chuck in a few bucks.
All right. Maybe I'll pay. Oh, I don't know. I'll put up some money
to
for
it
this.
Now. That you'll pay for me.
I'll pay for your flight.
States.
I'll pay for your flight to the United States.
I mean,
States.
That's the way that we have to go, right? We have to go out.
Yeah, we're going
we
have
to
go
out
States.
On this. We have to kill ourselves if Mike Myers won't meet us.
This is the only chance we're going to get to stop doing Mike Check is if we meet Mike at
I don't
the Gong
wanna
Show
stop.
Taping.
I don't want to stop. I want to be able to meet Mike for him to become the third host. And each episode, we go back through every one of his movies with Mike Myers and talk about it with him week by week for another 3 years minimum. Till the next Summer Olympics happens. Something like that.
That would be pretty cool.
Until Shrek. Then I want to co-write Shrek. I want to co-write Austin 4. I want to write Solo Star. I want to write Solo Star. Wayne's World 3 based on my life. With Mike Myers.
You want to write a Mike Myers story, which is where you just take a minor character from Austin Powers.
Yes.
And
and then
give
celebrate.
Them a solo story.
Yes, I want to write the Mustafa film, where it's Mustafa out on one of his solo missions, where he finally gets to wear that fez. We write about how he got out of that very badly burned situation.
Yeah.
How he was able to climb up from that mountain after being shot and thrown off the cliff by Heather Graham's character, Felicity Shagwell. Shagwell by name, Shagwell by nature. That's another Mike star.
You are spiraling right now.
I want to be in charge of the Mike cinematic universe.
Okay, well then, look, we're saying it right here, right now, live on the show. We are going to try to get to the Gong Show Season 2 taping this year, and we'll figure out a way to do that. Maybe we'll put on some live shows, try to raise some money, stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, Mike, just give us $1 million.
It's easy as. $1 million.
Well, I think I am excited for the Gong Show again. Because like I said, we now know it is Mike. So we'll be trying to find out the other mysteries of this character. Who is this character really now that we do know it's Mike Myers?
Mm.
I think we'll be able to find out more about why in the first place he did decide to come out as Tommy Maitland, why he decided to keep himself a secret as Tommy Maitland. That is a mystery to me still.
Hmm.
Did Will Arnett kill Tommy Maitland and make Mike Myers wear his skin?
Look, we have a few things to discuss and a few more mysteries to unravel, and maybe that's something we can do coming up very soon.
I think as well it'll free us, it'll free Mike more in the skin of Tommy Maitland to be funnier, to be sillier, to be goofier, to enjoy the performance more now that he's not trying to hide behind it.
If I have one wish for Season 2 of The Gong Show, it's what you said just then.
Mm-hmm.
If I have two wishes, it's just the head makeup's a little bit smaller. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Mic Check with Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos. We hope to have some more breaking Myers news for you very soon.
I feel like it's going to be a year full of it. I feel like this is it. We're on the cusp of something excellent. I really do. I think that this is it. I reckon we're on the cusp of it all. There's going to be opportunities for us to talk about Mike Myers in the present tense.
Wow. And I have some opportunities for you, horny babies. And those opportunities involve you tweeting us or Facebooking us or giving us a 5-star review and suggesting some spin-offs, because we're going to need to do spin-offs to pad out these Gong Show episodes.
And in your 5-star review on iTunes, give us a title of what you want our next super specific actor-based spin-off to be.
Mm.
For example, you could make us do a podcast about famous silent era comedian Buster Keaton called The Buster Nuts. Because we both do like Buster Keaton quite a lot.
We're nuts nutty for this guy.
Not unlike Fat Bastard Shit, we're nutty.
Talk to us on Twitter at MikeCheckPod. Talk to me at I Am Cameron James.
Talk to me at This Is Alexi. And give us your updates, your hot takes about Mike Myers returning as the Gong Show host, Tommy Maitland, it being out there. Also, if you're PI, private investigator, do a little work on Will Arnett.
Yeah,
I'm dubious
on
the guy.
Right, I don't trust him.
I'm dubious. He lied to us as the Mike Check Republic, the entire nation. He did lie to us, saying Tommy Maitland was a real bloke.
So look into him and look into his past when he was 17. Maybe you can find some sperm.
What was
the sample? Some DNA all around
the
UK.
I mean, there's some everywhere, from what I understand. I heard the entire Loch Ness is quite viscous.
Bye, babies.
It's my check. It's my check. The podcast by Mike Myers. And we clear.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.